Welcome back to the last episode of season one of When You're Ready podcast. I'm Brianna Michonne.
I am Imani Nia Batye.
Today's herb of the day is
rose petals, dried rose. The folk name is also queen of the flowers. This herb is used for love drawing, romance, sexual attraction, healing, inducing prophetic dreams, enhancing beauty and youthfulness, promoting wealth and abundance. The medicinal purposes are for using to aid eye diseases, known to uplift spirit and elevate mood, and said to induce sleep. Please don't use this herb to trap that boyfriend of yours, that baby daddy, whatever, that girl that is a baddie and you're trying to lock her down, but she don't want to be locked down. Allow people to make choices in their love lives. And do not be controlling. Do not try to trap people with these pink candles and love spells. It's gonna ricochet and hit you right in the back of your head. So do not do that. Okay?
I'm screaming.
I burned some charcoal, yeah, you guys, and some copal.
Choking on smoke.
Yeah, I got Brianna choking on smoke. I'm sorry.
Today's episode, we're gonna wrap up this season.
So cute.
Talking about the things that we've learned from our conversations and the things that we've learned in our 20s.
Yeah, you guys probably have seen these, like, trends going around on TikTok and Instagram. I love them. I live by them. Even the ones, like, things I've learned in my 40s, things I've learned in my 30s, I watch all of them. Like, I watch the compilations on YouTube. I feel like my For You page knows I'm obsessed with them, so I watch them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely love those. Sir.
We're not going to do that.
We're not doing that today.
T'Challa. No. No. You were just being cute.
No. No.
He's a Sour Patch. He's really a Sour Patch. Sour Patch kid.
And you want to come over here by the phone? No. I'm screaming. So something that we were discussing was, as we're, like, moving into our careers more and, like, moving into business things more, what we realize we need for ourselves and how we need to better show up for ourselves in order to conduct these things how we want to and, like, really receive our manifestations. What have we learned so far in our early 20s?
Mentally. I feel like the biggest thing is the importance of taking accountability for yourself. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's bigger than just saying, like, oh, I'm sorry. Like, no, it's like, okay, I see the cycle in my life. I see me repeating this same thing over and over again, or showing up as this person, or people perceiving me this way, or interacting with this type of person. What can I do? How can I assess the situation? What can I do differently to move differently to have different outcomes?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I feel like is genuinely, like, taking accountability for yourself.
100%.
But also taking accountability for the fact, like, maybe I do need to learn this lesson again.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, yeah, you see the cycle, but you may not see the lesson, and you have to go through the woods to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know? To really learn so that you can get the discernment for next time when this situation shows up, you can move accordingly and pick and choose your battles.
Yeah. I definitely agree. I feel like accountability is something that hit me hard this year, in a good way. It was stuff that I really needed to see within myself, and I think I just realized that it don't stop.
Mm-mm.
It doesn't stop, and you're gonna always have to be putting in the effort to make sure that your mental is right and that you're on top of, like, just self. You're on top of being grounded and always making sure that, like, you're showing up for you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's not easy, but it's needed. I get into habits sometimes where I start being disciplined in my mental, and like, you know, meditating and all the things, and then I start slacking. Like, the slightest thing, I'll just be like, oh, I could just do it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to get out of that. I think that's something that I'm realizing is, like, so important for me. Like, to continue to be, like, to continue to honor. Mm-hmm. Not even just discipline, but honoring that for myself. I feel like I don't honor that enough. And I find myself in moments where I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, not even, like, really overwhelmed necessarily, but, like, old thoughts and things come back and they try to, you know, mess with your head, and then it becomes overwhelming, and it's like, it don't even got to get to this if I was just on top of it before. Like, I wouldn't have had that vulnerable moment where something could feel the need to try to come and test the waters over here.
I feel you, and I feel like I was experiencing that, but I got to the point now in this moment where I was just like, well, how can I change that? Like, that conversation we had when you came back, how can I show up and set the tone so that I don't feel like I'm being defeated in this moment?
Yeah.
Even if I just, like this weekend, this past, I didn't do my routine or anything. I went to go visit my best friend in Indiana, and we were, like, partying. And in my head, I was like, damn, I need to do yoga. I need to do this. I need to do that. But I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to set the tone. I'm going to have a great time regardless.
Right.
And
it doesn't have to be a negative thing.
You know what I'm saying? And, like, I can say my affirmations in a different way. Like, we were talking in different conversations we were having. And then I called Brianna, and we all went out to have, like, brunch or whatever. But, like, that night, I journaled about everything that felt good. And then I wrote my affirmations down in that moment. Yeah. And journaling was a meditate. Like, that was me meditating in a way. Mm-hmm. So, like, I guess for me, it's just, like, we were just talking about this before we started. It's funny, you guys. We were, like, catching up a little bit.
For real. We was like, hold on, pause. Turn the podcast
on. And then Brianna, like, we were having a conversation that we were planning on having for the podcast. Brianna was like, uh-oh, we need to talk about this for the podcast.
Turn the mics on.
But, like, I was just telling Brianna, like, I've been in this energy of, like, I'm really hard on myself, you guys. Like, how can I be kind to myself? Mm-hmm. Like, really be kind to myself, because I got to the point, like, being out of that relationship and being in a situation and environment outside of him, but just in general, like, a lot of the people I was around, they would talk to me really nasty. Mm-hmm. And then I started understanding it's because I talk to myself nasty.
Exactly.
So, like, learning to give myself grace and speak to myself with more love, and even when I have those moments where I, like, mess up or I forget something, like, nurture myself in those moments. Mm-hmm. I feel like that allows you to show up when you have those moments where you forget. You don't be as hard on yourself about
exactly.
it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, just changing that narrative. Like, what you were saying, I want you to speak on that, actually.
Yeah.
That conversation. She gave me, like, some, like, just, yeah. she was preaching.
I was having a conversation. I feel like that was grabbing my leg. That just scared the shit out of me. I was like, what the fuck? I was having a conversation with my other best friend, and I was in Arizona, and we were talking about something his uncle had actually taught us, which was, like, just the idea that nothing matters.
Yeah.
And we, as humans, bring matter to things, and only we can make something matter. But in the grand scheme and the reality of life, nothing has matter unless you want it to matter. That's why on a day-to-day, you know, we walk around with different realities. We're all living different realities and different lives every second of the day. Even if a group of people are all sitting with each other or amongst each other, everybody has a whole different perception of what's happening and what's going on. And so, therefore, like, we were just talking and catching up about life, and, like, you were telling me about something that happened with work, and I was saying, like, you decide what matters to you.
Yeah.
And somebody saying something to you or trying to bring an energy to you doesn't have anything to do with you unless you want it to. And nobody else external of you can make something mean something to you that you don't want it to mean.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just this idea of, like, commanding your life and commanding.
You said you have freedom now.
Yes.
That stuck with me.
Yeah, it's freedom. Yeah. It's literally mental freedom. Like, the moment that anything else commands your mental or anything with you, that's, you're a slave to that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's actually why they was giving shit to Kanye when he was like, a slavery is a choice. He didn't mean being slaves back then was a choice. He meant your mind is what makes you a slave.
Mm-hmm.
And you have the control over your mind. You can be physically controlled, or somebody can try to physically control you, but if you don't feel like they control you, they don't.
It's like this, guys. Remember back in high school when, like, we'll be, you know, walking in the hallway, and then that person that just decided they want to bully you today, they start staring you down.
Mm-hmm.
Or they start talking about your outfit or whatever. You have the power to look at that and be like, I'm going to feed this today. I'm going to tell them, you can't talk about how I look. I don't look like this. I don't. Or you can be like, it is what it is, and keep going.
Exactly. And that's the difference between the choices.
Exactly.
You made that decision. Either way it goes.
You have the power. I don't care how this person makes you. I care about how this person makes you feel, but
you're the only one that can make them feel.
You're the only person that has the control to make you feel how you feel. You
exactly.
And that goes back to our original point of taking accountability of yourself. Like, I've learned that taking accountability for myself is understanding that I take control and I take power over how I show up and how I feel in whatever moment or situation I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if this person is calling me out my name, cursing me out, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I control how I show up in that moment.
Because it don't matter about what
exactly,
they,
what and don't matter. And when you know that power, you start seeing how you start moving with different situations and different conversations, and people start showing up differently because you're showing up differently.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not giving them the reaction that they want.
Yeah.
They start to like assess themselves, like, you know what, maybe I am tripping. I've seen people calculate that shit in their head and change their energy.
Yeah.
Because I'm not giving them the energy that they want from me.
Yeah. And also, like what you said, it definitely makes you start really clocking how you're showing up for real.
How powerful you are.
Yes, because like when you realize that you really command the energy that you want, mm-hmm. like somebody could say the craziest shit to you. It makes me realize how much I didn't used to take accountability, and how because I didn't even perceive it from this perspective or this way. When we, like, that's why in therapy I learned to change my vocabulary. When, like, something upsets me, I don't say, you made me feel this mm-hmm. way, because you can't make me do anything. Only I can allow myself to feel exactly. some way about something.
No, let me just say this. I do have moments where I crash out. I ain't gonna lie.
We have a crash out moment sometimes.
Sometimes you gotta crash out. I'm just saying, like, and I feel like when you crash out, just understand that you're crashing out because you want
chose
to crash
to,
out.
Exactly.
Yeah,
nobody
you
made
want to
you
crash,
crash
out. And that's when I would say, I got time today. Okay. And you know I would say that. I will literally, like, I have time today. So I'm gonna crash out because I feel like it, and I'll do it with a smile on my face. Okay, we are not saying we're peace, love, happiness, rainbow grease all the time. No. Sometimes
you gotta talk about shit.
Sometimes you gotta talk your shit.
Sometimes
that person gotta be the example.
For real.
You know?
And I think that's something I'm like trying to learn also too, though. It's like not even allowing somebody to like even let me take myself there.
Exactly. I'm gonna take myself there because I want to.
No.
Oh, that's not what you were saying. That's not what she was saying.
I'm saying that.
That's
what
I was saying.
Because personally for me, like, sometimes you just have those moments, but like for me, moments like that are draining.
Yeah, they are.
And like, as much as I want to be like, no one's making me do something, at the end of the day, somebody doing something is what's even feeding the energy in that for me.
Because
mm-hmm. I'm never making a decision to just like do this because I just want to do this. No, I feel like this is something that I'm feeling because somebody's triggering me,
yeah.
type of thing. So like, I think for me, there's this level of lack of control within
mm-hmm.
that I feel like that's why I don't be like crashing out and getting mad, because I don't, at my core, I don't care to do that. I'd much rather like you say some crazy shit to me and I just look at you like, wow. And you just be looking confused and lost and don't know what the fuck
is going
like
on. I only allow myself to crash out on people I love. And I don't mean like crash out like I'm calling you a bitch, this, that. I mean, like, passionately, like, say mm-hmm. how I feel. Okay. I feel like those are the only people, because usually when I crash out, that's the heat.
Oh, it just got loud as shit. Oh.
Usually when I crash out, it's because, like, I'm tired of repeating the same thing over and over again. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I love you so much, I need you to get this.
I feel like this is deeper than that, though.
Really?
Because
I don't crash out on random people. I don't see the point to, because it's like, I'm not going to see you. It don't matter. And 9 times out of 10, random people, when they're crashing out on you, it has nothing to do with you.
Even if somebody close to you.
That's true.
But I feel like, you only crash out on people that you love, or like, because you want somebody to get something, understand something, like, that has nothing to do with you. You can't make somebody get something or understand something.
I get that. I guess it's just like, it's me rooting for you. We're all rooting for you. Those be my crash out moments, is what I'm saying.
I feel that. I understand. I understand that. As a girl who's trying to get out of her controlling ways, I think it's just a sense of, like, wanting to control a circumstance that you can't control.
I recognize that.
Because that's how I be.
I definitely recognize that.
That's definitely how I be. And I be having to catch myself. That's another thing I've learned. I can't control shit. I can't control
anything.
I've
learned that, too.
And that's something that I had to talk myself. That's something I had to talk myself, like, off bridges with. Like, you can't control this. So you either gonna let it play out how it's gonna play out and stress and have anxiety about it, or let it be what it's gonna be and ride the wave. Because it's gonna be fine if you want it to be fine.
Cash Doll was saying how she just got to a point where she was just like, she just looks at certain things that are, like, chaotic or stressful and just be like, it is what it is. Because it's like, it's always gonna be something. I feel like that's just a part of, like, adulting, is understanding that it's gonna rain, it's gonna thunderstorm, it's gonna snow. You just have to learn how to, like,
let it be that.
Let it be that, and not have control over things, and understand that some things don't happen how it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. It's about...
And it's not always a bad thing.
Like,
just because it's raining outside don't mean that's negative.
Because
it's
sometimes
just raining.
Changing the course and things falling apart, you see that there was a better option for you. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. Yeah. I feel like just looking at life like that is so much peaceful and healthier.
Yeah. And also, too, not only can it be, like, something that's changing the course of something for you, but it could also be something that's making you turn inward to sort self and realize, like, why am I perceiving this in this way?
Exactly.
Or, like, looking at it in this way. And I think that's something that I've been facing, is, like, having to, like, why am I saying like so much? Having to look at myself and, like, ask myself, why am I looking at it like this? And why am I letting, like, past situations or past things make me perceive this in this way when it's so clearly not that? And, like, just commanding the control over my mental bag.
And letting it go.
Because I feel like recently I've really just been realizing, like, there are still certain things that bother me that I didn't realize, like, bothered me, for real.
And that's okay.
And it's okay.
It's going to add, it's going to subtract, it's going to...
For real.
I'm just starting to understand all of these things are going to add, subtract. Like,
yeah.
You just learn how to flow with it.
Yeah, and, I think, you know, that's what it is, like... I guess, like, trying to work through the things and not project it onto people.
Exactly. It's better out than, like, tensed up and in.
Yeah. Because, like, I feel like sometimes,
it's
like
pooping.
I'd be being passive, and I'd be trying to catch myself. I've been being a little passive lately. But it's not even passive at the person. It's more so, like, passive. It's more so with myself.
Yeah. I feel like you, like, take on a lot. From the outside looking in, I feel like that's how it shows up.
I don't know. It's funny because I'm not being direct about what I'm talking about, so we really talk about two different things.
Okay, so we can pause that. We could pause that.
I'm more so talking about, like relationship stuff.
Oh.
like, we already know the shit that's went on in that relationship. So I feel like certain things from that perspective. But even then,
you were working. You will work. Or, like, dive yourself into school.
Yeah, because that was, like, how I distracted myself. Yeah,
that's how you distract yourself.
I feel like I don't do that now, though.
No, you haven't in the past 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, because I feel like... because it's not, like... I did that because I was just truly in an unhealthy space.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm not in an unhealthy space. I'm just battling me at this moment.
You're learning. I feel like you're, like you said, you're learning to let go and just allow things to be play out what it is. I feel like what you would do that I felt like was just so unhealthy, you'd be like, I'm going to address my feelings later. They're like, girl.
No, hear me out. Motherfuckers had assignments doing that bitch at 12:59.
She did, but it's
and
like,
it's like I can't be sitting here bawling my eyes out and crying until 2 a.m. and I had an assignment due at 11:59. Now I'm be sad and failing.
That. I can get that. Like,
y'all want me to be sad and failing? Hell no. So it was like, okay, I understand. I understand I'm really upset right now, but I got to get this done first. And then I'm going to go sit at my altar and hash this shit out. But it's like, I feel like that's control. I feel like it's control because it's not like... You're irritating. Because it's not like I'm just like, oh, I'm not about to deal with this. I can't. Yeah. It's like, no, I want to deal with this. But at the end of the day going in.
Yeah.
The day's going to end. And I need to get this shit done before the day ends. Because I'm going to be SOL and sad. And depressed. And failing. What the fuck? No. Like, hell no.
Well, I say that to say, we can go on to the next one. Find what works with you on how you process your emotions.
Yeah.
Like, clearly, how Brianna processes her emotions is completely different than how I process my emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you can't look at how somebody else deals with grief and sadness and depression and be like, oh, I need to do it that way. Yeah. No, you have to get to know yourself and understand what works for you.
I saw a video yesterday or earlier today. It says something like, it's a whole bunch of ways to get downtown. You pick the route you want to take.
You do.
Because just because somebody else took one route, don't mean you got to go the same way.
That's why I always tell my clients, like, how your grandma cooks rice is not how my grandma cooks rice.
Mm.
And it's not to say, like, your grandma's rice is better than mine. It's just, it's different.
But it's still rice.
Exactly. It's still rice at the end of the day. It's still going to go with that
chicken.
And how
chicken. You like your rice is how you like your rice.
Exactly. It's still going to go whatever you put with your rice. Your grandma might add some curry to her rice. My grandma adds some fried chicken, like, and some sugar. Look, we from the South.
Fried chicken and sugar.
Maybe not all together, but...
blood pressure is baby.
But y'all get what I'm saying, like... Because I'm the type of person, when I'm emotional, I isolate. But...
Same.
I'm a self-soother.
Yeah, same.
You know what I'm
saying? I feel like we do that in the same way.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like it depends on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I'm also an isolator, but I've learned to, like, my isolation be from out of passiveness, though.
Mm.
Like, I feel like sometimes I used to isolate myself because, like, well, since I feel like this because of this thing happened, I'm just not going to talk to this person. I'm just not going to talk to nobody right now. Like, I just don't want to do that.
Yeah.
But it's like, girl, the moment that you have a conversation that you need to be had, you're going to go right back on social media like you were just.
Yeah.
Like.
For me, I have to self-soothe or I'm going to get overwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
It's like once I get super emotional, I can't process and I can't think and I get... overwhelmed.
That's
and then
I
start
am.
Projecting and like, or I just like that one time I went to the beach and I like snapped on Ayana, but it had nothing to do with her.
Mm-hmm.
It was literally I needed to go self-soothe.
Yeah,
so like I need to self-soothe.
That's how I am too, because like even like with like heated conversations, like I've had conversations before where like the situation that had happened with
the password.
Yeah. I had like just having that conversation, just having a conversation about it, like I just feel like I couldn't like regulate my emotions in that moment. And it's simply because I didn't give myself that time to do so. But like once like the conversation ended and like we like capped it off and it didn't end it didn't even necessarily end negatively, but I was trying to control a lot of shit. And, like, because of that, like, I had just really needed to sit with myself for a minute and, like, just dissect everything, lay my how I felt out and why I felt how I felt, and, like, just try to make it make sense, because nobody else could do that for me. Mm-hmm. And, like, if I don't do it for myself, I'm just going to be, like, not even just projecting, but, like, I don't have control over my emotions at that point. Like, it's just chaotic, and it's, like, erratic emotions.
I think that's another thing. I feel like women do this a lot, and I feel like that's something that I'm grateful we've worked through. Mm-hmm. Like, in our 20s and in our friendship, the passiveness.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that ruins friendships, is being passive-aggressive or being passive, period. And mm-hmm. I was just talking to my friend about this, like, he feels like women, our egos are show up differently, mm-hmm. and he feels like it's a little more problematic. And I was talking, I was like, I can see that. And I'm like, I feel like our egos show up because we are conditioned to be victims. So because we're conditioned to be victims, we approach things in a passive way. So it's hard to hold ourselves accountable because we're the victims in our heads.
And everything.
And we can't see that. No, you probably showed up a little crazy. It's the
accountability.
It's the lack of accountability. That's why they say women don't take accountability.
Yes, because as women, like, there is definitely this, like, subconscious mentality of, like, victimization in every way.
We're taught to be that way.
In every way, shape, form, and fashion. And so, like, we just carry that into everything. Until, like, you really have a conversation that's, like, damn, I guess I was wrong for that.
Exactly.
And then it's like, okay, I was wrong. And it's just, like, trying to push it off. And it's like, no.
Internalize that shit.
Internalize
reflect,
it.
Reflect.
Reflect and better. Do better. Yep. And actually be sincere in the apology. Like, for real. Because, yeah, that's definitely something. And that makes sense, because I've had that conversation before about, like, you know, women have trouble taking accountability. And I'm like, I feel like women take accountability, but I understand why that is the perception, because it is is victim mentality.
It is.
That's what it is.
I feel like most of the falling outs I've had with, like, past friendships that were women were because it was a lack of accountability on their end.
Yeah.
Because I'm not perfect, but I know when I fuck up. Mm-hmm. I know how I'm wrong. You can act. Brianna can attest for it. Mm-hmm. I don't mind being like, yeah, I fucked up. I had a bad day. I was doing this. I was projecting. Like, I know how to be, like, I can see myself in those situations. But, like, I think I talked about this on another episode. Like, I'm not going to be the punching bag, though.
Yeah.
And I feel like sometimes with people, again, who do that victim blaming, they're like, okay, well, you took accountability. I don't got to say shit. No, it took two to tango.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, I feel like in order, okay, let me answer this. How can you get out of, or let me ask this, what is the tools to not be passive? What tools do you need to make to not be passive?
Be fucking for real.
I wish we were recording, because that would have been, like, a fucking me. But for real,
like, that's just really the gist of it. Like, it gets to a point where, like, you have to just take accountability for your shit. Like, everybody's going through something.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. I'm so sorry. But just because your shit stink don't mean it stinks more than somebody else's. Everybody's shit smell the same. Like, so it's like, you guys got to get to a point where you got to address the shit that you need to address and take accountability for where you fucked up.
Have uncomfortable conversations.
Have the uncomfortable conversations. Yeah. If you never have the uncomfortable conversations, you're never going to get past where you are in life.
Yeah.
It's never going to happen.
That pride and that ego down and just say you fucked up, man.
For real.
Like, it ain't nothing. Like, I feel like people respect you more when you say you fucked up when you don't.
Yeah.
And, like, when you're not building a lie or you're just a facade and shit. You're just being real. Yeah, be fucking for real. Like, you're not gonna be perfect. I feel like as people, we have to let go of this right and wrong.
Yeah.
There is no right and wrong. It just is. There's two sides to every story. There's different perceptions. Everybody, I'm pretty sure, has experienced what you're going through in this moment. You're not alone. You're not a victim. You are a survivor. We're all survivors. And you know what I'm saying? You gotta live your life at the end of the day. I feel like when you're passive, that just adds to that, like,
It do more damage bank. To you than anything.
It does. Because you're just holding on to shit. I know your shoulder's hurting. Shit, let that shit go.
For real.
You feel me? Like, let that go. I guess we can go into, like, physically.
I'm about to ask you, what do you feel you've learned physically?
Move my fucking body. I'll be 25 in July. And I'm not aching or nothing, but if I don't move my body, I can feel it.
That was actually funny as fuck. I'm not aching or nothing.
Like, I'm really pretty healthy, but, like, I feel certain things. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like doing yoga regularly helps a lot. Like, I can walk for hours and not get cramps or anything like that. I can dance at the club. I got mega knees, you guys.
I got mega knees, too.
You feel me?
And mega ankles sometimes.
Exactly. And it's because I move my body and, like, I invest in my body. I try to stay active. And mm-hmm. it's also good for your brain and your hormones and your emotions. Like, as a girl who is extremely emotional and sensitive and my hormones be everywhere, I feel like that has helped me regulate my emotions so mm-hmm. much. And it's helped with my anxiety. It's helped with, because if you look good, you feel good, and it's vice versa. But being fit makes me feel good and I'm confident in myself. Like, move your body. Like, mm-hmm. seriously, move your body. Eat right. Like, eat healthy. I try to eat multiple salads weekly, as many as I can. Drink right, drink water, my skin's glowing, invest in skincare. I really started taking that shit seriously the past 2 to 3 years, and I'm seeing the return. Hair, this invest in looking good. I'm not saying go get, now, I'm not against body alterations. I have my personal opinions about it, but, like, I'm not gonna knock somebody for getting it. I feel like people should invest in, like, fixing the natural first, and if you still don't like it, then maybe go that way.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, invest in the, you know, invest in yourself, and maybe you'll like it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, try this way first. Don't knock it until you try it. That's how I feel. But yeah. Hey, if those lip fillers make you feel better, get those lip fillers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not against it. Like, love on you. If you're loving on you and it's not making you feel less of yourself, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about that shit. Oh, and yoni steams. Do yoni steams. Yeah. Your coochie's love it. I know my coochie loves it.
I'm screaming. Physically for me, something that I've been more intentional about is my clothing. I think I've just been, like, wanting to invest more in quality pieces, quality material, trying to get all of the nylon and polyester out of my closet and invest more in cotton materials, and just healthier materials for me personally. I, like, did a whole, like, closet and drawer sweep. I got a lot of clothes, and I need to do my shoes next. But that's something that, like, I think I've just appreciated, as well as movement. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
I love being active, and I think that for the past, like, couple months, I've been, like, trying to restructure what that looks like for me, because I used to be in the gym a lot, but, like, I just don't, now that it's getting colder outside, and, like, you know, energy is shifting a little bit with the outdoors, it's just, like, I don't have that same, like, desire to be in the gym no more. And so, like, I've been doing our dance classes, which I really love, because I just love dancing. And I feel like it just allows me to connect with my feminine energy how I really need to. And I also love boxing. Ugh, I love that. Because it just feels like, it feels like, it's, like, masculine, but it's, like, feminine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just like it. I love it. So I've been looking into a new boxing, like, class that I can go to. What else? Physically. I mean, I would say food, but, like, that's a given.
But for some people, it's not.
For me, it's a given.
Oh, yeah.
I've already talked about that.
Yeah, before. You have.
But it might be new people on here, so.
Exactly.
Not to exclude y'all, sorry. But, nah, yeah, definitely food, keeping up with, like, you know, eating right and, like, pouring love into my food so I can pour love into myself. And, yeah, I think that's pretty much that. Like, my physical appearance, like, is something I've also been, like, being more intentional about. Like, honestly, I do not like when I be in the house looking like who did it and why.
Yeah.
Like, I gotta do something to my hair, something to something, like, something. And my skincare, too. I invested in my skincare earlier in the year, and I've been really loving that.
Like, yeah.
The skin has been doing great. It's been doing shout really out good.
Good Molecules.
Shout out Good Molecules. I come on, sponsor us, y'all. Yeah.
Please.
It's a discount or something.
Because I live by them faithfully.
No,
now.
Literally. And, like, their products last.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still on my very first bottle of the skincare lotion and my very first bottle of the night serum, the night mask, like, serum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, love them. Oh, hair. Hair is something that I, 2 days ago, decided that I need to start doing better with because I just feel like I've, the products on the shelves right now, they're not doing it for me. They're not doing it for me. They're not doing it for my hair. I can tell the difference. Like, I did my hair the day before, like, 2 days ago. And when I washed it, I didn't put anything in it but oils. And I did a twist out.
Yeah, you were telling me about
flawless,
that.
Flawless twist out. Hair was moisturized. Scalp wasn't dry at all. Like,
as it I'm just scratching felt... my scalp.
It just felt great.
Yeah.
And same when I did this, I just put oil in my hair and put my Bantu knots in my hair. But, like, I just feel like I can feel the difference when I put those products in my hair. My hair, my scalp immediately gets dry. And I'm like, I don't want that. I don't want that. Like, my hair deserves better products. It deserves quality. So, I'm, like, actively being more intentional about what I'm putting in it. So, I'm just, like, taking a minute to slow down and figure out, like, what I want to invest in for it
next. I think
next.
I might go back to the aloe. Because I feel like when I was consistently using aloe vera, like, raw aloe vera in my hair, I was perfect. Yeah. My hair was not breaking. It was healthy. And I think I might, because I feel the same way. Like, I just, and it's
dry.
Expensive, too.
For shit that's not all
stop
that.
Walking by the phone. Yeah. It's just, it's too expensive, and I think I'm gonna start being a braided girly. I think I want to be that girl that keeps, like, the cornrows or something. Why do you keep walking over here?
You already know how I be. As soon as it get cold outside, I put some braids in this head.
Yeah.
I have braids at least 2 or 3 times out the year.
I think I'm gonna be my hair that one the most consistently keeping braids in my hair and
protective styles.
Yeah, because it's just wearing the fro.
Stop it!
T'Challa.
Why would you do that?
Wearing the fro 24/7.
And then you wanna,
it's not healthy. It's not healthy for my hair.
Yeah, same.
Especially if it's cold. It's just and it's too much maintenance. Like, I can only keep the fro up for like 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
It's just, it takes a lot in it. In it. But yeah. Even, like, I guess we can speak on the things that, like, we stopped doing that we used to prioritize as far as, like, our physical appearance. Like, one, for me, getting my nails done all the fucking time.
Yeah. Now, me?
Pedicures are different.
I get pedicures now because I was, like,
I feel like those are different.
I feel like that's an investment for sure.
It is. Like, I know how to do it myself.
But nails, I don't even get my nails done.
I do my nails myself. I do press-ons or I just do regular polish. I don't care. Y'all can eat a dick.
Honestly,
I do regular products.
I really love my fingers. Like, yeah, I love my nails and my nail bed. So, when they, like, when they're filed in, like, with a clear coat over, they just look so cute.
And just
when I have my rings on.
And I just fix my cuticles and stuff.
Yeah,
same.
Exactly. So, like, same. I like minimal shit when it comes to that. But my toes, I've been loving the French tip toe for my girl at the shop I be going to, I'm not giving it away. Gatekeeping the fuck. She's good and I love her.
I just like doing my own pedicures. I feel like every time I pay for one, I'm like, I can do that better at home. But it's a part of like my like self-care, like fun thing. Like I love doing my toes and watching like a movie or something.
Yeah.
With a face mask on. Like
I used to do that, but
that's just my thing. I feel it's like self bonding. That's what I meant.
I feel like she just do it so much better. So I just can't. I feel like that was the reason.
Don't fix it.
Yeah, I feel like that was the reason why, because it was broke and it needed to get fixed. So I fixed it. And
it's just every single time I go to somebody, I don't like it. Every single time.
As well. What do I do?
Smoking. That's something I let go.
Oh, yeah, you were going.
I was a smoker.
I was not a smoker. I smoked in my life, but I wasn't a smoker. Like, I would never consider myself a smoker, but I've done it multiple times. That sounds like a contradiction, but if you understand.
She was a casual smoker.
I was a casual smoker, like, every once in a while. But I did not, I never liked it. Every single time, I didn't like it, so I just stopped. I don't know. What did I let go of physically? Dyeing my hair. That was something I made a post today of my wash day routine because like I'm actually really proud of myself because I used to not really like my hair color, like the dirty brown color. I did not like it. I just didn't feel like it fit me for real. That's why I always wanted to, like, I love my ginger color because I felt like the lighter color on my skin just looked so good. A lighter color on my skin, it just complimented my skin, like in my undertones, because I have red undertones, so it just complimented it so well. But like after I cut my hair off from having my locks and I grew it back, I was blonde during that time. I was gray during that time. Like I went through some phases. I was ginger again during that time. Like, my hair has been dyed all the colors that I, like, care to even have. Like, I'm not a purple or blue girl. Like, I would never do no shit like... Yeah, Imani is very much so that. I would never, like... I love, like, the...
neutral colors.
Yeah, like, I love, like, the toned blonde to your skin tone that complements your skin. Like, I love the cowboy brown, like, copper color. Yeah. I just love that. Like, that's so me. But, like... as when I walked back into like growing my hair and like I committed to growing it out healthy.
We get what you're saying.
I told myself that I'm throwing the dyeing my hair shit away. Like it's not coming into this next phase of my life. Like I can't do that because
for me.
Yeah, but it's like because for me, like I seen what it did to my hair and like the amount of time.
Yeah.
You seen the last time I had color in my hair, and I just now, a month ago, got the rest of the dye out of my hair from a trim. Like, that's a long-ass time. Yeah. And I don't want to do that anymore to my hair. And, like, yeah, because it's just, it can thrive, like, in its natural state. Bro, I used to look back at old videos of how my hair used to be, and I'm like, damn, why did I do stuff to it? Like, it was perfectly fine. Like, it was so good. And I feel like at that time, I didn't really appreciate it. And so, like, I was just trying to change everything about my hair. Not the texture, nothing, just the color of it, like, the tone of it. And now, like, I just love the color of my hair so much. Like, I like the natural brown look. Like, sometimes I think about ginger, I do, but... I could just go get some ginger braids.
I think I'm just gonna, as you're saying this, I'm like, I don't want to color my hair. I'll probably just get a wig.
Yeah.
Because
I just don't.
I want to keep my hair healthy.
And it's like, I've been through so many, like, heat damage phases that it's like, and also, too, like, the moment that I put that dye in my hair, I see it change the texture of my curls. They get looser. And I don't like that. I don't like that at all because they don't coil the same. It don't, when it's in its fro, it's more prone to being frizzy and not as curly. Like, just don't like that.
Yeah, like.
So that's something I've definitely let go of.
I want to speak on, like, why I stopped smoking. Like, I stopped smoking because I just felt like I was doing it because I was used to doing it. And two, I was using it as a gateway to do, like, meditation and stuff. Like, it wasn't...
like, you couldn't do it yourself.
Exactly. Like, at a point I couldn't do it by myself, and it was helping me focus. I wanted to stop depending on it to get to that meditative state, mm-hmm. so I stopped smoking. And then it's not good for your skin. It's not good for your pores. Y'all can say what y'all want, but you can look at a person and tell if they smoke. Mm-hmm. Like, you really can. And it's no shade to you. You look good with your open pores. I'm just saying. That was shady.
That was shady as fuck.
I'm sorry. I know a lot of smokers out there. Y'all can talk shit to me. Look, I grew up in the family. We talk shit to each other. It's all love.
That's funny as fuck.
It's all love. But anyways, that's why I stopped smoking. I don't do it.
Spiritually, I feel like I've just been learning so much, though, spiritually. Yeah. And it's honestly very difficult for me. We got 10 minutes.
It's gonna be loud.
We got 10 minutes. I feel like I've learned a lot of stuff, but we're gonna talk more about spiritual stuff in the next season, so we don't have to even go too deep. I feel like spiritually, like, it's honestly even hard for me to, like, separate all of these into, like, physical, spiritual, and mental, because they're just all one to me. Mm-hmm. And so, like, honestly, everything that I've done, like, for my mental and physical is what I've done for my spiritual also. Like, it all goes, and it's all one and the same in my head. But, like, just the different things I've just been learning and, like, been receiving and grasping, it's like all of these things are tools. There's no set way to do something. There's no one way to do something. There's no right or even wrong way to do anything. You just decide which route and path you want to take and what that's going to look like for you. Like, nobody can tell you what that's going to look like for you. Nobody can make you do anything. Like, whatever spiritual route you want to take, you can do so. Mm-hmm. And nobody has the right to tell you what's right and what's wrong for you. Like, you decide that. And there's not one thing that you have to study or know or understand. You can study everything and figure out how to apply other specific things to your life. Like, you don't have to just stick with one thing. If you learn about Christianity, you don't just have to study Christianity and that's it. Like, if you don't want to. No one's making you or holding a gun up to your head.
Stop set tripping.
Yes, for real.
Basically.
Like, study other things. It's okay. And if you feel like you want to commit to one thing, you can do that also. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was saying, like, earlier in this episode. Like, we have to let go of, like, the right and wrong.
Yes, right and wrong does not exist unless you want it to.
Exactly.
You decide what's right and wrong. Nothing else in this world decides what's
right and
wrong.
Like, y'all gotta understand, some people are meant to be who the fuck they are.
Yeah.
And, like, that's why I always tell people, what is he playing with?
He's trying to get out the door.
Everybody came to this world. This is what I believe. Everybody came to this world with a mission. And some of these people's missions are to be NPCs. Non-playable characters. Some of these people are meant to be boxers. Some of these people are meant to, like, etc.
It's so funny, though, because it's like, a non-playable character in your reality can be a playable character in mine.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying, but that was their purpose, mm-hmm. to not be in my reality, but to be yours.
Right.
And I feel like we meet people, they show us who they are, but we want them to be something else. Mm-hmm. And then it just becomes this thing, but it's like, if you just allow it to be what it is, it'll be what it is. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Like, I don't know. And I feel like that applies to spirituality, too. Like, you learn and get what you're supposed to get out of whatever shows up in your life in that moment. Mm-hmm. And you take it for what it is. You don't attach yourself to it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you apply it when you need
to. When it needs to be applied.
And then you'll learn and receive something else.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like we're supposed to come into this life as travelers and as, like,
explorers.
Nomads and just explore and just pick up things and learn things, but leave it where it is for the next person. And, like, you know what I'm saying? That's what you're supposed to. What is something I've learned in my 20s spiritually? This is something that I've been coming up with, have been faced with the past 2 weeks, is that as a diviner, I feel like we probably all go through this. Yes, we are taught and we feel like we have to be so obedient to spirit, but you also have to live your life.
And we are spirit.
and we are spirit. I am God. Get mad.
I am.
So, I just feel like...
I'm trolling today.
I am trolling today. But, no, you... I understand that I have to live my life. Now, I'm not going to say this. If my ancestors are like, you know, like, it's very clear. But it's also like, I can see that too. I see those warnings too. I see what I need to see as well. Mm-hmm. So, I trust myself. I feel like I'm just in this phase now where it's like, I've been depending on my ancestors so much and the cards so much. That I'm at the point where, like, it's not that I don't need them. I will never say that. Mm-hmm. I'm just learning to work with them instead of working for them.
Yeah. I think that, like, for me, I'm learning that they're not external of me.
Exactly.
Like, I would sit at my altar and, like, you know, do my readings and, like, pull cards and it's, like, the ancestors said this, or, like, this is what's being said, and it feels like it's something that's, like, my grandparent is telling me to do this. But my grandparent is me telling me to do this for myself. Like, I'm talking with myself. I'm talking to another version of me. And I think that, like, that's something that, like, I wasn't understanding. Like, I know that. But I wasn't really understanding it, so it made me approach my altar in a way that was, like, trying to seek something as if I didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
As if I didn't know myself what it is. When I'm sitting here giving myself the answer.
While
I'm asking myself the question.
Just pause and play it back.
Some of y'all gonna have to rewind that.
Just play it back.
I said,
you're funny. But no, for real.
Yeah, and I think that's really what it is for me, is, like, understanding that every aspect of, like, spirituality and, like, the different things that, you know, we,
I feel like we become codependent on it.
Yeah, we become codependent on it. And also, too, I feel like we be subconsciously seeing things as external of ourselves.
Yeah.
And, like, placing identities and things on stuff that is, like...
putting it on a shelf higher than us.
Exactly, when it is us. And we don't do that
to
ourselves.
We know where that comes from. We don't have to speak on that.
Exactly.
It's the programming, but... I feel like we're decolonizing spirituality.
Yes.
And reclaiming it for yourself.
And not seeing it as a slave thing.
Exactly. Or like an obligation.
Exactly.
In order to get to receive something. Mm-hmm. Like making it transactional.
Exactly.
I feel like that's really what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I'm not even going to speak on what other people do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm removing that from my reality because... I am spirit, and I embody it, and I am my ancestors.
Yeah.
And I will be an ancestor in the future, and I really want to embody and embrace that lifestyle and that culture.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want my relationship with my ancestors to only be transactional. That's why every time I leave an offering, I don't ask for shit.
Mm-hmm.
If anything, I'll ask for protection, but it's like... sometimes I don't even ask for that because I know I have it.
Yeah, I think that's what I got in the habit of. Like, when I leave an offering, I, like, say thank you for the things that
exactly.
I feel like I've made, not feel like I have yet, but, like, I'm claiming it as if I've already received
just say
it. I'm
thank
just
you.
Being
just say
for
thank
that.
You and just give thanks. I feel like we get so caught up in, like, everything is so fucking transactional with spirits, not just even with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yep.
It's transactional with everything. Like, you do this, this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You behave this way, this is going to happen. Why won't you just show up as you and be accepted as you?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If you are showing up as you and you're on your path and you're doing what you need to do, it's already happening.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can just exist.
Yep.
And all you can do is receive and give, because that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
We gotta let go. I feel like the biggest thing I'm hearing from this whole conversation is the law of detachment.
Yes, letting go.
Letting go.
Heavy.
That's the biggest thing that I've been working on in my 20s, is just, like, being present, being in the moment,
and
appreciating
go of
the little
expectations
things.
Of
letting
stuff.
Go of your expectations
and deciding how I want to show up in a space and how, like, claiming what I want that to look like.
Exactly.
But, like, not attaching myself to that.
Not attaching yourself to it, because things change.
And letting it flow how it's going to flow.
Let it flow. Let it flow.
Let it die. Let it shrivel up and die.
Stop fearing death. Death can be really good. As a doula, death can be birth.
Death is good.
It's rebirth.
We need death. Death is just as good as birth is.
Sometimes, like that video that went viral of the woman cutting her plant, mm-hmm. and was like, see? What happens when you cut it off and you let it grow? I'm not speaking verbatim. I'm not good at speaking verbatim.
Well, you have to do that. You got to cut the dead leaves so the other ones can flourish.
Exactly.
If you let that dead one stay there, it's going to kill the rest of them. Mm-hmm. Just like that one. Go clip it.
Oh, no. I need to give them some love. But yes, I hope we will talk more about spiritual things.
In our next season.
Yes.
This is going to be the end of season one.
Imani Nia, what are you... It's coming, okay?
This is going to be the end of season one. We're going to cap it here, and we're going to start season two at the top of the year. And we're going to start talking more about mental health and spirituality, as well as nutritional health and spirituality.
It's all the same. Because yeah. I want to say this before we end. You can't do the spiritual things unless you're right mentally.
Yeah, it's nothing matters unless you're right mentally.
You can't live if you're surviving.
At all.
And it's all just, yeah.
It's all the same.
Yeah.
All of these things are one and the same. And at some point within these episodes, when you're ready, you're going to notice.
I like that. That was smooth.
I
like that boulder.
I like that boulder. Thank you guys for listening. This is the end of this episode. Make sure you guys follow us on Instagram at @when_you're_ready_podcast. Go ahead and give them the rundown about the donations, girl.
Oh yes, please donate to us. We really appreciate it, especially now the next season. We have a little surprise for you guys.
Yeah, we have some things we're trying to evolve and
exactly,
expand on.
Like a lot of things we're trying to do. So the donations will really help. So tell your grandma, tell your auntie that got the money and live alone. Grandma. Like, you know, y'all know we all got that one auntie that live alone, but she got a mm-hmm. lot of money. Tell her about our podcast.
For real.
And ask her to donate.
For sure.
Ask your uncle with all them baby mamas and all the kids, but he always got like a stack in his pocket. With the earphone on his ear in the phone clip.
Next time your
tell
grandma slip you a
invest,
20.
You know?
Drop it to us.
Tell Sister Martha, all of them.
Sister Martha.
Tell the Jehovah's Witnesses that knock on your door. Invest. Don't
I'm
to us.
Crying.
All right. Peace out.
Peace.